And it's an effective ideological tactic because no one wants to be associated with the savage. And we tell ourselves, I think we like to think that bit by bit, we are eroding it, this notion of the two worlds. But even if only unconscious belief in it persists, and until we eradicate it in how we treat our children, we will not be done with power, as it will continuously resprout. And when I say eradicate in how we treat our children, I'm including those children in us who carry so much grief and rage of not being seen. This insider-outsider pattern of thought is a pattern that legitimates rule, and we won't be able to unseat power, therefore, until we see this mindset in us and consciously renounce it, which is simultaneously rejecting the progress myth. We are told that by virtue of our structural containment, this rigid authority of what is when we're born into it, that we consent to this thing called governance, which is a nice word for rule by power. But what is consent if we're denied access to those parts of ourselves that can challenge power, rule, authority, obedience? In the handout I put together for this conference called The Violence of Class, I conclude by saying that there's a case to be made that all of us, when we submit to rule, do so in the same way that an intoxicated woman submits to rape. Our judgment has been intentionally impaired. I quote a woman who said on Fox News, quote, "We have to teach men what consent is, what rape is," unquote. Well, what is consent when our judgment is shaped by those who demand our obedience? When, as Alice Miller says, our whole value system is dominated by the principle of obedience. I believe, and we need to be together on this, not so-called brute labor sectors in Africa, Asia, Central and South America marching while so-called mind labor sectors fall by the wayside watching. I believe we need a global referendum on consent tied to an ongoing process of seeing the growth of a global consensus that we dissent, that we refuse our vote of confidence in hierarchical governance as it requires us to obey, and a passive role forestalls our growth as living things. We have an allegiance to species and planetary health above all else. And you're speaking to power, you're making use of life for your own ends, presuming consent we do not give must end. We vote for freedom, and we spread key phrases by word of mouth and other ways, like, we do not consent to a life based on obedience, while the few use us as tools to hew their arrogance from our sacrificed lives. Life does not obey aught but the earth of which it's made. Surely somebody can organize this. An internet space in every nation state where we could all read up on what governance means in reality and how consent is coerced and shaped and manipulated, and where we could join our name to those who say, I do not consent to a life defined by obedience. Straight up, simple as that. When we are born into this class system, our consent is never asked. It's time for us to ask ourselves consciously, because otherwise, unconsciously, we will allow ourselves and the earth to be trashed. I would really love your feedback on that. It'll be about 3 weeks. The next show will not be until April 14th. 2013. I will be putting up files, PDF files, and possibly audio files as well. Please keep checking the website. All of us need dialogue, interchange, to hone those ideas. Our ideas have to be tested, and there are no bigger ideas right now in this moment with this challenge we face than how to coordinate a global response to our global dilemma, disaster. We have to represent for each other and for Earth, not narrow realms. That's going to be the pressure put on us at all times, to accept what we're given. We're born into it. Accept what we're given. Play our designated roles and not look too hard or scrutinize what is being done to others. Just try to fight for our little share of the pie.